And the next thing you would say to him would be near the sun, and then be near the earth again. Now you've taken him from the earth to the moon, to the sun, back to earth again, haven't you? Now that's why we mean grand tour. We're changing space. We mean him to suddenly appear at a precision spot someplace, not to move to it, but to be at that spot and to look from simply look from a location. That's all we're asking him to do. So we say be near earth, be near the moon, be near the sun, be near earth. And we could keep on doing this and would keep on doing this for some time. Be near the moon, be near the sun, be near earth. And you'll find out that he will start doing it much more rapidly than he was doing it for. And so you will have to telegraph it to him much more easily. You will have to say to him, as you commonly do, although it disobeys one of the primary factors of auditing, it makes him remember the rest of the thing. You say, moon, sun, earth. Actually, better auditing to say, be near the moon, be near the sun, be near earth, be near the moon, be near the sun, be near earth. We just chase him around on that circuit. It's really better auditing to tell him that each time, you see. Chase him around the circuit. You'll find out that he goes more rapidly. In fact, he will start going so rapidly that vocal commands become arduous for him. You'll have to wait around for all these words to get out. Well, what's the first phenomenon that is noticed by the auditor? That he is moving slowly at first, and then that he's moving more rapidly. Well, now there's another phenomenon, which is the same phenomenon, really. It is that the thetan is in the influence of gravity when you start to run R19. To a greater or lesser degree, he is influenced by gravity as an awareness unit. See, he's under the influence of gravity. And as you chase him on this circuit, he finds he can be near these bodies without experiencing their gravity. See, that's a big gain, isn't it? Be near these bodies without experiencing their gravity. So he will notice as he swings in, gets near the moon, you see that he starts to go down to the surface of the moon. Be near the sun, he starts to, see. And he starts to get close to the surface of the sun. And you'll be near Earth, and he starts to swing down on Earth. Well, as you chase him around there, he less and less has a tendency to do that. In other words, he can fix himself much more precisely because he's gotten over the idea that he is interfered with by gravity. All right? You follow me then as what you're doing and why this change of space is that way? Well, now look, though. If you're... Remember what I first told you in R18? Remember R18? I told you that if he was going to be influenced by anything, if he was going to be in effect, remember, he would have to himself be hanging on to some mass. No, so as you chase him around to the moon, to the sun, to the earth, and he is less and less influenced by gravity, you must be taking some mass away from him, huh? Ah, so that is the thing you must remember in running the grand tour. Remedies havingness. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Put up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself. Ah, he feels better. But this new energy that he mocked up is not now under the influence of gravity. So he can chase around to these various places and he can be fluid as can be. He can have his pockets full of old tin cans and other things which he's mocked up and it doesn't bother him. You see, you've freed him of gravity, even though you have given him some mass. Gravity is merely a consideration. All right, let's get to the next point, which is really destructive in the grand tour, really destructive of having this. You have him find a rock and have him be inside that rock, and then have him be outside of it, and then be inside of it, and then be outside of it, and then be inside of it. By the way, a thetan drilled this way ceases to be afraid of being trapped. You see this? All a trap is being inside something, interiorized. All right, and as long as he's afraid of being trapped, he will get into things. See, and stick. All right, so you say, be inside the rock, be outside the rock, be inside the rock, be outside the rock, be inside the rock, be outside the rock. And along about that moment, you will notice that he's having this a shot. So you will say, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in. Put up 8 anchor points and pull him in, put up 8 anchor points, pull him in. Be inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock. This is about the speed of auditing, by the way, because if you're dealing with somebody exteriorized, there's no reason to put on the brakes. As soon as he executes, or gives you any signification that he's executed, you give him the next auditing command. That is one of the hardest things that it takes an auditor to learn, is the fact that somebody exteriorized is fast. All right, so we inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, outside the rock, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 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 inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, outside the rock, inside the rock, 8, outside the rock. Okay, center of Earth. Now, why'd you take a rock? Well, that's just gradient scale, because you're working up to the center of Earth. All right, if you want to be center of Earth, outside Earth, inside Earth, outside Earth, inside Earth, outside Earth, inside Earth, outside Earth, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in, inside the moon, outside the moon, inside the moon, outside the moon, inside the moon, outside the moon, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in, inside the sun, outside the sun, inside the sun, outside the sun, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in, inside Earth, outside Earth, inside Earth, outside Earth, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in, 8 anchor points to pull them in. That is about your speed of auditing, by the way. Okay. What's happened to this boy about this time, though? If you didn't tell him to remedy his happiness, he would have just gone zoom, zoom, zoom. You're ripping to pieces every facsimile and engram that he is privately, secretly holding on to that tells him he can be trapped. You're just tearing them up at a mad rate. So let's give him happiness to make it up. It is the happiness which is the thing, not the significance of the happiness.